What's up, everybody? Before we jump into episode 56, I would like to remind everybody that we are now available on YouTube at the Power Play Podcast. Go check it out now and subscribe. That's at the Power Play Podcast on YouTube.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside my co-host, Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Doing fantastic. Again, Friday night. Weekend's about to start. We got preseason hockey. We've had preseason hockey this week. I've been watching as much as I can, getting my fill. It's different than... We're going to get into it more later.
For sure.
There's another section of our show that I want to talk about it more. But there's something about preseason hockey. It separates itself from all other preseason sports. It's more intense, and I can't get enough of it.
It's so great that hockey's back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. We are back again on the YouTubes. It's great to see our beautiful faces. We've got a great show ahead of us. We've got our main event. We are covering the Pacific Division this week. That's your San Jose Sharks, your Vegas Golden Knights. We also have our start, sits, call-ups. Pims of the Week returns. And you know what else returns, Anthony? And this we're going to start off with this. We are starting off this week with the return of the setup of the week, buddy. It is now time for Anthony Milani's setup of the week.
It's been a while. There's the drop. Where it is? There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right. Can I go?
Nope.
All right. I didn't.
Okay, go for it.
I didn't know if I wait till after the drop or just do it during the drop. Anyways, so this week's setup of the week goes to a team that we're going to be covering a little bit more later in more detail, but their goaltender, Garrett Sparks, newly acquired from Toronto. He's got an awesome, who guessed it, Brian setup.
Yeah.
White base, but it's got like the lightning bolt streaks down the side with a little bit of red trim.
You know,
sick setup. Brian's always knocks out of the park, and Garrett Sparks is famous for having
these. He is like the setup king.
Sick setups. What else can I say about him? He's every Brian setup he's ever had since he switched over from Reebok CCM has been unreal. I'll post that to the Twitter as soon as the show drops.
Anthony, look over to your left or your right. The setup of the week is there. It's going to be there on the video. I promise you. So fans are going to be able to see it wherever it is. It's going to be to the left. It's going to be to the left. Okay.
It'll be to the left.
The producer is letting us know that it's going to be to the left.
Well, then hold on. Let's right here, the setup of the week.
Beautiful, beautiful. Garrett Sparks has such sick style. It's great every time.
Guy's got sick style. Hopefully, he stays up in Vegas.
Yes.
His hometown is Chicago, so I guess he wouldn't hate it there. But I'm
sure
he'd much rather play with the big boys in Vegas.
Yeah, definitely. And side note, you know who gets an honorable not so setup of the week? Henrik Lundqvist.
Same setup as last year.
It's not okay. Him and Sergei Bobrovsky both are the honorable.
That's why he got scored on three times in the first
period.
Looks
rough. So that was Anthony Milani's setup of the week. And now it is time to move on to another return of the show. It is now time for the Pims of the Week. It didn't have Brett and I in it, and I thought that would have had it.
I thought you saved the.
I thought I did too, and it didn't drop. I did, but it's not on my board. That's
disappointment.
That's just a
disappointment.
Drop happy. It is now time for our Pims of the Week, though, and we are giving 2 minutes. We're giving 2 minutes to myself. This time around. Anthony, you always give me shit for not including myself in any of the shit talking that we do on the show. I'm giving myself 2 minutes this week.
Well deserved.
I was ejected from my game on Sunday night, from my men's league game, for being a real piece of shit on Sunday, and I apologize for it, but I was ejected for really just typical me just running my mouth to the officials.
Who gets thrown out of a men's
league
game?
Let me give you the story though. Let me give you the background
here. What an asshole move.
This nicer older lady on our team gets drilled from behind and no call. Yeah. So I get a little heated. And then the older lady retaliates and drills the dude. And I'm like, okay, that's what you get, and I gave it to the ref.
Yeah.
Well. Either way, no excuses here. I'm giving 2 minutes to myself for being tossed in the men's league game.
Well deserved.
Well deserved.
That's a penalty I can get behind.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're not starting yourself.
That was the first time I've ever been featured in anything negative in the show.
Yeah, I'm just glad you're not starting yourself this week like you usually do.
We can clearly see who runs the notes here.
Obviously.
And now we're moving on to our 4 minutes. And 4 minutes is something that we've talked about a little bit on the show before with Brett.
We've had some polls about this, yeah.
And it is, I saw it the other night and I'm like, oh, this is gross. 4 minutes is going to those fans that go to NHL games wearing a different jersey than any of the teams that are actually at the game. I'm not a fan of it.
I think it's long overdue that they get an official PIM.
They get an official PIM, and you know, honestly, I saw this PIM actually came up in my initial thought of this being a PIM was watching the NFL, and I saw like a Miami Dolphins jersey at like the Rams Panthers game, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're not even in Florida.
You look like an idiot.
Like, what are you even doing? I don't get it. Yeah. So 4 minutes going to the guys who wear the wrong team jersey to the games. 5 minutes here. Staking on the jersey topic, I might get some heat for this. I shouldn't get any heat for this, honestly.
No, this is something that we talked about at great length, of just how upsetting this is.
Very upsetting. Yeah. 5 minutes is going to the East Coast Hockey League for partnering up with Athletic Knit as their jersey company. All the jerseys.
No, Athletic Knit makes my beer league jerseys. Just to give you a reference on the prestige of Athletic Knit.
It's a pretty big drop off too. It's like you drop from CCM,
which is top tier,
to Athletic Knit. My Rebirth jerseys for my Flagler team is better than that.
They're nicer made. Yeah.
They're nicer jerseys.
Yeah, I saw them. It's like they're styled to look like the new Adidas jerseys with the neckline.
Yeah.
But it just looks cheap.
It's just not a good look. It really isn't a good look. I'm sure
it's
might
a well-deserved five for lack of style.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, they also switched to Warrior, which I'm not that crazy about.
I like CCM better than Warrior, but I don't hate Warrior.
Not as much as you hate the Athletic Knit being the sponsor for the Athletic Knit
doing the jerseys is way worse than...
It's very semi-pro-y.
It brings them down a bit for sure. Because before this season... The SPHL had all their Warrior gear, so it kind of lowers them a little bit, but I don't mind it as much.
Yeah,
I would actually. This is going off a little side tangent, but I feel like that's what the people expect. By this point.
We are 7 minutes in.
I miss Warrior goalie gear in the NHL.
Who was okay? Little. I'm asking you this because I don't know.
The last guy is Jonas Gustafsson. Okay, he had like an all white with red logos.
Didn't Gustafsson have like coho pat or no? Oh, I'm thinking Hiller.
That was Jonas Hiller. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man, throwbacks.
So that's the last goalie I can remember with Warrior. But
Wow, the studio is getting a loud beep.
We got a beep coming from somewhere.
We got pizza in the oven.
We need Mike the producer to go ahead and shut
Amish
that off.
Mike actually just made his arrival to the set.
I saw him walk in.
So 5 minutes going to Athletic Knit, 4 minutes going to teams for fans, 4 minutes going to fans who wear the wrong team jersey to the game, like not jersey at all. Or a jersey to, you get my point. 2 minutes going to myself for being tossed in my men's league game. That's our PIMs of the week. Anthony, we're rolling. Absolutely rolling. We were talking about time and making ourselves like quicker shows. And this is, we're off to a hot start here.
I mean, for the record, I don't so much care about the quicker shows.
No, I feel like
our audience has come to expect the tangents and the side roads that we take to get to our point pretty much at every turn. Like we're doing right now. What we're talking about right now is adding nothing to the content of the show.
Lots of detours.
Yes.
Moving on here, Anthony. You know what time it is.
I have no idea what time it is.
Wild card. It's time for the starts, the sits, the call-ups of the show, or however you decide you want to do it. Anthony, we're moving on to you first here, buddy. The starts, the sits, and the call-ups, however order you want to do it in.
I'm going to start with my sits.
Drum roll. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm going to sit all the drama that's happening in Winnipeg right now.
Oh, my God. It's a shit show.
They can't sign Kyle Connor. Dustin Byfuglien isn't going to play anymore.
Oh, man, that's sad.
Patrick Laine's making comments about his line mates, saying he's not playing with the top guys, bitching and moaning about this and that. Maurice is trying to not defend Laine, but downplay the comments.
Yeah.
It's been a complete dumpster fire for them the past month and a half. And if I'm them, I'm not making Laine a priority. I'm making Connor the priority. Because Laine is he's a good goal scorer.
Yeah.
He's a liability in his own end.
That's about it.
If he doesn't have the puck, he's not very effective. He's like a kid in youth hockey who is very talented, but he's too stupid to listen to his coaches, so he doesn't get anywhere. I'm serious. Like, I've seen these kids in my whole life who have loads of talent but don't want to listen to anyone, and they don't get very far.
So I'm going to ask you this here real quick.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you here.
Go ahead.
If the Rangers just so happen to say, hey, let's maybe throw a trade in here or throw an offer sheet to Line A to try and unite him with a fellow Finn and Capo Caco, would you be okay with that?
He's a great goal scorer.
Because you're going to end up having to pay him.
I'd take the talent. I would take the talent. Okay. I would. But I still think he's asking for way too much.
Yeah.
He's turned on several offers that Winnipeg has sent him because he thinks he's worth all this. But really, he hasn't done much.
He hasn't. I mean, compared to what...
He goes on streaks where he's great, and then he goes on streaks where he might as well not even be on the ice.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you have the comparison that's always... Oh, no.
Brett
is calling me mid-show.
We're getting an incoming call here.
Brett is calling me mid-show. You want to answer it, or should we answer it? No?
Sure. I don't care.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
What are you doing?
Brett.
Hey, if you don't want me on, that's fine. I'm available is what I was trying to say.
Brett, you're
available.
Brett.
You're on the pod.
Brett, you're on.
You're on the pod right now.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, well, I wanted to have good audio.
And we're gonna put Brett's
good audio.
Now that we have video, now we're gonna put Brett's face right in the middle here.
We need to get one of the
Brett's
big
face.
Like, we need to get one of the big, like, you know, the big heads on a stick.
Oh yeah.
And we'll have that. So when we have Brett on, we have the big head.
Get on
a
that,
stick.
Fans. Brett on a stick. Let's go.
Brett on a stick. Let's go.
I think we're bearing the lead here. These guys, I texted them saying that I'd be in the studio and I'm ready to go at a moment's notice. And then they never texted me back and then started recording without me.
Well, Brett, wow. I'll go ahead and take responsibility for that. Brett, I got here in kind of a rush and I was telling Vinny we need to start and I didn't even think about texting you back and I probably frazzled Vinny to the point where he didn't think about it either. So I'm gonna take responsibility for that, bud. That's
taking one for the team there.
That's
bud.
On me. That's on me, bud. But you're here now.
Well, I'm here now, but now it's phone audio. And it's fine. Did you guys not get a headphone splitter?
How about this? No. How about this? We tease a little bit. We have a few more minutes left here. I want to. And Mom is calling me now. Mom is calling.
Don't
me.
Don't answer the phone.
It's unbelievable.
Mom can wait. Don't answer the phone.
No. Okay. So here we go. So here's what we're gonna tease here. So we are getting back into the Patreon game, and the idea here is to have some bonus content. Featuring the producer, Brett Blakemore, featuring myself, and featuring Anthony, the backup. And from now on...
So basically everyone on the show.
Everyone on the show. Okay, yeah, so everyone on the show. So, Brett, this is what we were going to suggest here, is we're going to put out some bonus content maybe this week, maybe next week, who knows, with Brett, the producer, to talk about... Talk some puck, pretty much. That's what it is. That's what it is.
So what you're saying is I can't be on the show. That's
no.
That's what it sounds like.
Nope, that's not what it's... This is a breakup, live breakup.
No.
It's not a breakup,
wait,
though.
Brett, yeah, we want you on... Stay on the line, Brett.
Funny you mentioned that, too, because I literally just started last night, without any communication with you guys, a Patreon for The View from the Wild. It's my new wild hockey show.
Wow.
At View from the Wild.
Everyone go check it out.
Wow.
On Patreon.
Unreal. That was a great plug, buddy.
Patreon.com/viewfromthewild.
That was a great plug.
Shameless but great.
All right, buddy. We gotta get into the start sits call-ups, buddy.
Let's get rolling. Okay, so I had my sit. It was the drama going on in the Winnipeg Jets organization right now. I'm going to call up those sick Blues retro sweaters. They look awesome. The blue, the yellow, the red trim. The horns on the sides, fantastic.
Yes.
And I'm going to start, which we talked about earlier a little bit, these preseason games.
Oh.
And more importantly, the roster battles. Guys competing on PTOs, guys for fighting for a chance to play in the NHL versus the AHL. Guys just trying to make the team in one way or another.
Michael Haley.
Michael Haley. I love watching him battle. Guys like that, getting in fights, showing what they can do for the team. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, no, 100%. I think, I mean, we saw Michael Haley get a goal the other night. He's playing tonight again. He's back-to-back games.
Nice little tap-tap.
Yeah, he had like one shot, one goal on like maybe two shifts in the entire game.
I'm hoping they lock him up for like a year, you know, 700,000. even if he plays in the A most of the year, I really like Michael Haley because I love tough guys like that.
Yeah, I agree.
He played with the Sharks a lot last year. He played in the playoffs even.
Yeah, he did.
Still got it.
He's the kind of guy you need for that that marathon. And speaking of marathon, I got a blog out, buddy. And that's not my start. I'm just kidding. That's not going to be my start.
Well, you should mention it, though.
I should definitely mention it. Check out my blog. It is on my actual student account for my school. You can check out the link on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Anthony has posted all three. My latest blog talks about the marathon and how important backup goalies are to that marathon. So go check that out. Moving on to my starts, my sits, and my call-ups here. I am starting...
Wild card.
Brett's just gonna be in the background just saying wild card the entire time. He's our wild card drop.
Brett, the producer slash hype man slash wild card. Because every time he says wild card, I get hyped.
I'm fine with that.
So I am starting Dan Girardi one final time. The former Ranger, former Tampa Bay Lightning. Anthony is actually
great. Standing out.
Yeah, he gave him a standing O, and now we have video for that, so that actually matters.
Wonderful career for Danny G.
Wonderful career. He is an incredible player. What's not to like about Dan Girardi? He left it all out there. I'm pretty sure I saw a stat earlier today that he leads the league since he came into the league, he leads the league in block shots. And he also leads
probably
the Rangers.
By like a million.
He also leads all Rangers in playoff games. He has played the most playoff games in a Ranger uniform.
Yeah, he was,
like, out of all Rangers.
Yeah, he was a warrior for the Rangers.
He was a great guy. He was a key player on the road to the Stanley Cup for the Rangers, on the road to the Stanley Cup for the Lightning. Great guy. We salute you, Dan Girardi. Final start of the season. I am sitting. And this is grinded my gears throughout the past week. I am sitting players who are forced to talk about other players in their interviews. I was watching a little background here. I was watching an interview with Mika Zibanejad of the New York Rangers, and all the media could be talking about was Artemi Panarin. And it just kind of just drives me nuts. Like, players don't want to talk about, like, they don't want to talk about other, like, you're interviewing one player. Don't make the entire, like, I can understand one or two questions about Panarin because he's on a line. It's that. But the entire interview was pretty much all Artemi Panarin questions to Mika Zibanejad. And I'm like, what? Like, this guy is about to be the future captain of this team. Like, you.
About to be the future captain?
I'm not good with words. He's words about to be hard. The captain of the team, and you're all you can ask him about is Artemi Panarin. I get it, everyone's hyped, but let's eliminate that kind of nonsense. What are your thoughts on that?
No, I agree with you. That's a good start. If the last thing I'd want to hear if I was a player is 20 questions about not me, it's like, go interview him. Go
exactly.
Talk to him.
Well, Artemi Panarin is what?
Imagine playing for the Oilers.
Oh, everything's about Connor McDavid. Wait, is there media that interviews anyone but Connor McDavid, though? Is that a thing?
This is a huge scrum around him.
It's the reverse effect in Edmonton because no one even asks you questions.
That's
just ask Connor.
Exactly. It's just ask Connor. That's it. So I'm calling up, though. I am calling up Chirps. Because the video's out there now. It's everywhere. Austin Matthews looking at the back of – I can't even remember the guy's name.
It's like
someone from
– What a guy.
Sabarin,
you can't even remember
or something
guy.
Like that.
That's how much of a nobody that
exactly.
He is a nobody.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and that was the chirp between for Austin Matthews. He was like trying to check the back of the kid's jersey.
Legendary.
to say, who are you? And that's what I'm calling up because I'm excited to see the chirps out there. It is one of the best parts about hockey. It's something you rarely see in any other sport or publicized. Enough about in any other sport. It's the chirps. It's great to see. It's back and better than ever. And we're kicking it off early with the Austin Matthews chirp. It's just great to see. So that's my starts. That was my sits, and that was my call-ups. Brett, you have anything?
I have something, and this is off the top of the old noggin.
Nice.
Boys, assuming that you haven't started yet because you're always late. But you did start.
Well, no, it's 8:30 our time, and we said 7 our time, so...
Yeah, we started now.
Oh.
Time zones are a thing. What do you got, Brett?
Time zones.
Wild card. Time zones.
Wild card.
You just edit that out. Bleep that out.
No,
that stays.
That stays.
So I talked about this, not to plug. This is actually an unintentional. The last plug was intentionally a cheap plug. this is an unintentional plug because I'm starting something I talked about on my show, not caring about the preseason results. That's what I'm starting because some people take the preseason way too seriously and think that if you're – I hear so much about how the Wild are 0-2 and the season's over because we're looking terrible.
That's unbelievable. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Henrik Lundqvist led 3 goals in the first period tonight against the Devils. Our season's over.
Yeah, like, no, it's the preseason. Half the team isn't playing. Get over it.
Yeah, get it together.
Yep.
What do you got for your –
Not only that, like, for instance, for, like, things that pissed off Wild fans is that Donato, Zuccarello, and Parise line looked like garbage for like the first 2 periods of them playing together. I was like, that's what the preseason's for, is so that they learn how to play with each other.
Is that line even going to be a thing come day one?
Thing. We'll see. Well, it might not even be a thing come when you're listening to this when we play Colorado this night. So we'll see. My sit is an obvious one, and I cannot believe neither one of you sat this person. Patrick Laine, what a guy.
I did.
I
did sit Patrick Laine.
All right, I'm going to hang up.
I sat the Jets. I sat the Jets drama, and I talked extensively about Patrick Laine.
I thought you were here for that.
Sit yourself, buddy.
He may have missed it. You know what? He may have missed that one.
Oh, yeah, I think he might have.
You may have missed it. So I did already sit, but at least we're in agreement there that Patrick Laine deserves to be sit.
That makes me feel better. The whole time.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say about Laine?
What an immature move from Patrick Laine. Did you read the quote in full?
Yeah. I referred to it earlier. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
So the thing
that got me about Patrick Laine was the line was, there's top lines and then there's our line. I play with who I'm told to play with. Literally, that's just like saying, Brian Little, you're a giant plug. I don't want to play with you. I mean, he might as well have just said that and finished, and we could have just gotten that right away. Just an immature move. I know it's weird from a 22-year-old calling someone else an immature move, but you don't come out and say this. There's right ways to do this and there's wrong ways to do it. You could come out and say that you want to contribute more and you want to be a bigger part of the offense, and no one would have talked about it. But then you come out and say that there's talk bad about your line, that everyone who understands hockey should know that. I mean, those are just immature words that should not be a thing.
Yeah, I agree. He took no responsibility for himself there.
Yeah.
What
do you got for your call up, Brett?
I'm calling up being late to podcasts because apparently I don't know how time zones work. And
those wild card time zones.
Yeah, Brett, like what the hell, man?
Yeah, weird how that works because I had an interview at the exact same time that I was doing, but I thought in my head, I was like, oh, well, this is at 6:15, so then I'll be able to get on the show at 7, problem solved. No, actually, we're actually an hour late.
Yep.
So always.
Good to know.
We're always an
hour
late.
Ding, 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 100%. So that was the starts, that was the sits, and that was the call-ups. Oh, man, it is good. I do admit it is good to have Brett back. It's always fun. It's always a pleasure. But now it is time for the main event of the show. And we are doing our Pacific Division preview for the main event of this show.
Yes.
Brett, I got to do this to you.
You don't have to do anything.
Okay, I don't have to do it. Brett, we got to bid farewell.
Brett already said that.
I'm sorry. I'm glad I could be the honorary star pick call up and say wild card a couple times. I think that's really what I'm good for.
That's what the fans want.
I just want, honestly, this is going to be our wild card drop. I'm going to actually get Brett to record wild card. And
get
that's
him
gonna
yelling
be our drop.
Wild card, you know, and then you can just drop it 8 times.
Brett, can you?
I will do that right now.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
I will record that for you right now.
What a guy.
Wonderful.
What a guy.
Wonderful.
He hates the skids, though.
What? That's wondrous.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Wonderful is just me saying wonderful.
Sorry. Okay.
And wild card is Charlie from
Sunny.
All
right, Brett. It's time for the Pacific Division.
Wild card.
This guy.
See ya, buddy.
Mike knows what's up.
Okay.
Mike knows what's up.
So,
he's got a pizza in hand. He understands It's Always Sunny. That's why you're the producer.
Shitty show. Okay, so it is now time for the starts.
Not time for the starts. It's in call up. Let me take it from here. Vinny the host
I'm gone.
Vinny the host has retired. It's just me now with Mike as the producer.
And Shades. I got heat for having this, by the way.
Shades is going to be like our Jay Grizz here. Shades is taking over. Vinny, get out of here.
You can't say that. Vinny,
what are you still doing here?
So now it's time for the main event, everyone.
We're doing the Pacific Division preview.
Do you know the teams?
And I need the teams.
Okay.
What are the teams?
Let's get into it here, buddy. Let's go rapid fire first because we kind of skipped on rapid fire last time.
All right.
So let's go rapid fire here. Rapid fire. You ready?
All right.
This is the Pacific Division rapid fire. Here we go, buddy. Whew. I got to take my breath here. It's rapid fire. We're going to have to go fast. We're just going to have to go fast. Okay.
Well, right now you're going slow because you're not saying anything.
Sicker third jerseys, Oilers new blue jerseys or the Canucks V jerseys?
Oilers.
Timo Meier or Clayton Keller better season?
Clayton Keller.
Mike Smith or Cam Talbot better season?
Smitty.
Ryan Getzlaf versus Jumbo Joe better season?
Jumbo Joe. Woo! And a short little thing about Jumbo Joe, slowing down the rapid fire. It's more of a moderate fire.
Gonna, oh, because it's old people. Jumbo Joe and Brian Getzlaf, the older crowd.
I'm going to pour a little bit of water on the flames here. Jumbo Joe will have a better season based on the talent around him.
Okay.
I think he's going to be playing with a lot better people. He's going to have more points. He's going to be more productive.
We'll get into it then.
So slowing it down, the water's on the fire. Fire's out.
Okay. Ryan Getzlaf. If you put Ryan Getzlaf on the San Jose Sharks, who would have a better compared?
Getzlaf, because Getzlaf's a way better player.
Okay. That's fair. Okay. So now, Anthony, it is time for the buy. Oh, Brett messed it up. I have my drops on my phone here, and I had the Prices Right drop, and Brett messed it up.
I don't think Brett messed it up. I think it's you. You just tried to do start since call it for the second time in the show.
I forgot to shut it off.
It's the longest drop. You need to shorten the drop, Vinny.
It is so long.
We go through this every show.
Every time. So now it's time for buy, sell the Pacific Division edition here.
All right.
We are jumping out to a quick start here. John Gibson is a top five goal. For the fans, it's buy, sell, agree or disagree here. Buy or sell, John Gibson is a top five goaltender.
Are you talking about top five in his division?
In the league.
No.
Because
Sell, so hard. His team's going to be too bad for that. It doesn't matter how good he is.
The recent goaltender rankings that NHL Network produced,
yeah, that's fine.
He was a top 10 goaltender.
And then
there was a post from the goalie. There was a goalie Instagram, a pretty famous goalie Instagram, that posted what they think it is. And they had John Gibson in the top five. So that's why I bring this question up. Is John Gibson a top five goaltender?
Yeah, I'm selling that idea.
If John Gibson is on, say...
If he's on a better team,
let's just say he's on Edmonton. Let's just put him on Edmonton. There's a slightly better team.
Yeah, I'd say he's the top five goalie at Edmonton.
Okay, that's fair.
I think the Ducks are going to be so bad, there's no way he's going to be successful. I think they're going to lose games 2-1, 1-0.
He'll keep him in the game.
He'll keep him in the game, but he's going to lose so many games. He's not really going to be in contention for Vezina. He's not going to be in contention for anything like that. Just because his team's so bad, he's not going to really get recognition. I do think he's a great goalie.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's a great goalie. I think he's the only reason that the Ducks would be in games.
That's the only reason they weren't at the bottom in last year, and the Senators were.
Okay, side note. Will the Ducks be the worst team in the league?
Yes.
Oh, oof. Now we're going to stay in California here to a team that I think will be the worst team in the league, the Los Angeles Kings. Buy or sell, Jonathan Quick will return to being a top goaltender.
Absolutely, he will this year.
I'm just kidding. No, he won't.
He won't.
Okay, good.
I'm kidding. Absolutely, he will because his setup's so sick.
His setup is sick.
But in reality, he's still really good talent-wise.
Look over to your left. It's John Quick's setup.
It's okay. Wait in pan in time. Oh no, there's
Alicia's over there eating pizza.
There's the camera. I don't blame you.
I'm just kidding.
The problem with Quick, he'll get hurt. He's not gonna play the full season. If he plays more than 20 games, I'll be very surprised.
Wow, that is a low number.
Maybe 30.
Okay, 30 that's
is,
fair.
That, is that a little better? I don't.
No, that's fair.
I don't see him playing far into the season. I see him playing the first few games, getting hurt, missing a chunk of time, coming back. It's just how he's been the last few seasons. I don't know what else to think.
He's too flexible.
Yeah.
Breaking bones just left and right.
Yeah.
So we're going to stick in California. We're going to complete the California trip here. The San Jose Sharks will get Jumbo Joe a cup. Buy or sell?
I'm going to sell.
Going to sell it?
Going to sell.
You think Jumbo retires before San Jose can get him a cup?
Yeah, I think
Amish says yes.
I think Amish, the producer, says yes. I agree with him. I'm selling that idea. just because they've been there. They've been very close. They haven't been able to finish. They're getting older.
Some say it's bound to happen. The loss like, of
the loss of Pavelski
right?
isn't huge.
Yeah,
it's not huge, but it is.
I think it's
something to consider when you think of how close they've been and not been able to get in and losing Pavelski.
Yeah,
I do think it's significant. I think Joe is at the tail end of his career to where he himself isn't going to be the difference maker. If they want to get him a cup, they're going to have to trade him somewhere.
Yeah, no,
Ray Bourque type situation.
Yeah, like a Ray. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's Amish over here is screaming Tampa.
If he goes to Tampa, I really like their chances. I like Tampa a lot anyways. We'll get into that next week.
Yeah, we already did
the Atlantic. We did the Atlantic.
Because what teams are in the Atlantic?
I don't know. I have no idea. No idea.
All right, so that completes our California trip. You're selling. You sold everything in the California trip. That was the thing.
I'm selling California.
You're selling on California. Let's jump over a little bit further.
Because I do have the Ducks being dead last, but if the Kings were dead last, I wouldn't be surprised
at all.
Yeah,
the Kings, I think the Kings are the last place team. Between them and Ottawa and Anaheim.
I think Ottawa beats both those teams out.
Yeah, I could definitely see it happen. So now let's move over to a little bit east to Arizona. Here and say the Yotes will make the playoffs, buy or sell. Amish perked his head up, man. Oh my god, I wish he was in the shot. I wish he you can't get him in the shot because of all the studio.
It's
but
okay, just everyone know that Amish is here and giving
they've
his
never seen his
opinions.
Face though.
They don't need to see his face. It's a mystery.
He's like Brooks.
Amish is a mystery.
He's like Judge Giamatti.
Yes.
Al Borland. Yes.
But he's Amish Mike.
He's Amish Mike.
The legend.
Mysterious
of Amish Mike.
Amish Mike. Yeah. Okay, so the Yotes will make
Proceed.
The playoffs here.
Proceed.
The Coyotes will make the playoffs this
buying
year by ourselves.
I'm buying it.
Buy. Wow.
Fill the thrill. If Antti Raanen can stay healthy, they can make some strides. I love Clayton Keller. The experience of Derek Stepan. Got paid.
Phil Kessel, fill the thrill.
Fill the thrill. Nice guy. Tries hard.
Don't forget Oliver Ekman-Larsson, a name you didn't even mention. That's a guy that's, I mean, he is one of the most underrated players in the league, in my opinion. Yeah. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, he's a great defenseman. He's a great player, very talented.
I think they have enough to get in the playoffs through their division because the division.
You're pointing to your screen and you're like.
I'm looking at the team. Whatever, dude, whatever. I'm looking at the teams on my screen.
They're right there.
And based on what I'm seeing, their division is weak.
Yes.
I think they can get into the playoffs through their division.
Yes, that's
fair. They won't have to take the wild card out.
Wild card. Yeah, no, that's fair. That is fair. So now let's move up north here, buddy. Let's take a trip to Canada here. Let's start in Vancouver. Quinn Hughes will win the Calder Trophy. Quinn Hughes, not Jack Hughes.
I'm selling that because Jack Hughes will win.
You think Jack Hughes edges Kaapo Kakko?
Oh my, by a lot, dude.
Really?
He's been so sick. I think he's.
Man, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's gonna. I mean, Kaapo's going to be great. I think Kaapo's got a lot of potential. I think he's going to have a great season. I think Hughes is just going to be a goal-scoring machine this year.
Okay, let's stick with Vancouver, though. So Quinn Hughes doesn't win the Calder here. What do you think let's take a look into the crystal ball here. How do you think Brock Besser's season is going to go? Because a lot of people think that, I mean, they have Elias Pettersson, they have Quinn Hughes, they were able to bring in Tyler Myers as well. How do you think Brock Besser fares this season?
I think he does great. He's a great goal scorer. He's got a wicked shot. He just signed a new contract, and it wasn't an astronomical.
Friendly.
It wasn't an astronomical deal, dude. Everyone's been signing these team-friendly deals, making Marner look really bad. I think we meant to make Marner a PIM this week and forgot.
Oh, yeah, we were.
We did. So honorary PIM to Marner for being selfish with all these team-friendly deals going out. He was super selfish, locked his team.
What do you think Patrick Laine? How do you think Patrick Laine looks at this point? I mean,
well, Laine's not signing anything, so it's just different because he hasn't signed.
Yeah,
but Marner has actually tied his team up for years to come.
Yes.
They're not going to be able to sign Morgan Riley next season, which they're going to need to.
Did you say Morgan Ryan?
Morgan Riley.
Oh, I thought you said Morgan Ryan.
Because you don't listen.
No, buddy. Don't even get me started with that, okay?
You don't listen.
Don't even get me started with that.
You don't listen.
Okay, so that is Vancouver. Vancouver, do you think Vancouver is fighting for a playoff spot at the end of the season? We'll get into our predictions
later. I think they'll be wild card bubble.
Okay, that's fair.
Wild card bubbly.
That's fair. Okay, so now we go to Edmonton here. James Neal is Connor McDavid's missing piece.
The real deal, James Neal is primed for a comeback season.
That's fair.
Before last year, when he was pretty bad, because he was hurt a lot.
Yeah,
he's always been a good goal scorer, a good dish man. I really think that he's gonna have a bounce back year on a new team, And I have Edmonton also making the playoffs as well. I didn't ask that, but I do have them.
Well, we're getting into our predictions a little after this.
I do have them making the playoffs this year.
Okay, so we've got I would also buy. I think James Neal is going to be a big piece for Edmonton. He's the real deal this season. Now, wait a second. We've only got one team left. Oh, no, we got two teams left. Two teams left. We'll stay in Canada. Who's in the Pacific? We'll stay in Canada here. Cam Talbot is the answer for the Calgary Flames. Signed. They did a little swap with Edmonton. Mike Smith goes to Edmonton. Cam Talbot goes to Calgary. Is Cam Talbot the answer for Edmonton? Or Calgary? Shit.
No, I'm going to sell that as well.
Really?
Absolutely. He has never proven he could be a reliable starting goaltender. He in his New York days,
Benoit Allaire, man, the goaltender.
In his New York
genius.
Days under Benoit Allaire, when he had to take over for Lundqvist, he was great. But since he's been, you know, to use a football term, given the rock, he has never proven that he can be a consistent starting NHL netminder. I don't expect it to start this season.
And I'm gonna dive in. Side tangent here, going on a detour here. I want to point out something that a lot of people may not be aware of.
Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead.
What are you gonna say? What are you gonna say?
didn't the Flames pick up what's his name from Edmonton?
Milan Lucic.
Lucic.
Yeah, they got the trade.
They
it was
picked
trade.
Up Lucic it was, from Edmonton. That's just
tough luck.
That it just
Amish doesn't even like it.
It's disgusting.
Not an Amish approved trade.
It's disgusting.
So something I wanted to talk about here real quick. A lot of people don't know, and this is just a homer thing here. Benoit Allaire has produced several quality goaltenders. Henrik Lundqvist, obviously, and then two goaltenders that now were brought in to be starters to their new teams. Edmonton with Cam Talbot and Antti Raanta for Arizona. Yeah. Raanta leading into his time with the Rangers wasn't very good. Like, he wasn't very special.
He was brought in to be
a backup.
He wasn't super highly touted. He did play a lot for Crawford because Crawford was always hurt. But it was always him splitting time with Darling, and Darling edged him out.
And my point
in
being
Chicago.
Is Benoit Allaire has produced countless goaltending talents, and the Rangers' future is bright with their goaltending.
Yes, they
with
are.
Benoit Allaire.
Yes.
That was just what I wanted a little homer pick, though.
A little detour.
So we finish it off in Vegas, baby. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Vegas.
The Knights will continue to be hot, buy or sell.
Yeah, I think I'm buying it.
Yeah.
I'm buying it. I think they're a playoff team. I think that last year they were robbed out of advancing around over the Sharks. That can be argued, I know. You know, that 5-minute penalty that shouldn't have been a 5-minute penalty takes them to the next round against the Blues at that point. So I really think that they pretty much stayed the same.
Yeah. No,
they did.
They extended William Karlsson.
Yeah,
Wild Bill.
They still have Fleury, who's hasn't looked like he's slowed down. He's looked good. He's not.
And
he's,
something that we talked about earlier with the blog here, bringing in backup goalies that can handle a load. Garrett Sparks
back to the blog. Absolutely,
Calder Cup champion.
Yeah, if they can get a good tandem going there, kind of take the load off of Fleury as he is getting older. He'll be nice and fresh for the playoffs like they want. And I feel like they're going to get in. I feel like they have the opportunity to at least advance around, which I think right now is what we're talking about. If you have the potential to do that right now, I think you're having a good season to start off with. You know,
a lot of hockey fans. I mean, there's a lot of salty hockey fans that are saying we need Vegas to be bad. Everyone wants Vegas to be bad because they don't deserve to be right away.
They'll get there. They're going to have their dark years, but for now,
they're not getting there the next year.
But for now, they're looking good, especially when I look at the division they're in.
And now that's what we're going to get into.
You know, rivals like Winnipeg have gotten. I know they're not in division, but you know.
The conference
in conference rivals that they've had to beat in the playoffs before
Nashville
they've gotten weaker.
Yeah, I agree.
So the weaker they've gotten, and Vegas staying the same, I think that they're going to be just fine. Probably first in their division. I'm thinking they're my pick to come out first in the division.
Vegas and San Jose are the two teams that I think are very that are going to be battling it out for first in the Pacific.
I agree.
It is time.
And here we go.
It's predictions time, Anthony. Get to it. You know, honestly, we did not do the Atlantic predictions. We actually didn't have time to do that last week. But this week, we're doing the Pacific Division predictions here.
Okay.
How do you think it shakes out, buddy? Who are the top three teams in the Pacific this year?
Top three teams going to the playoffs. I got.
Hold on, real quick. We've already said so we don't go back on our words here. We both said that Central was going to take both wild card spots. So yeah. These are your three playoff teams, and the rest are done.
I think that'll be fine based on what
That's
I'm
fair.
Looking at here.
That's fair. What do you got?
Based on what Top I'm looking at here, I'm gonna you swayed me without even having to try that hard. I do think San Jose will win this division.
They have a very good team. I mean, you just
I think it's gonna be San Jose, Vegas, and Edmonton.
And Edmonton, well, Anthony, you just
I
went
know
back
I said early about Arizona, but you kind of handcuffed me there because
it's tough, man. It is tough.
You handcuffed me because you told me last week how I think two central teams will take the wild card spot.
That's why I wanted to bring
that's
it up.
That's the only thing. Let me say this: between Edmonton and Arizona, those two teams will battle for the.
They're going to be in the bubble along.
They'll be the closest to making it.
Yeah.
I think Vancouver will get close and miss.
Vancouver will
LA and Anaheim have no chance.
That's someone I wanted to talk about just real quick.
I think Calgary would be close and miss.
I think Vancouver makes a step in the right direction. I think Calgary makes it. I think my three teams in the playoffs are going to end up being from the Central. My three teams from the Central end up being San Jose first, Vegas
second.
You mean
the Pacific?
Yes. Shit. Vegas San Jose first, Vegas second, and Calgary third. I think Calgary has a very good team. You have the reigning Norris Trophy winner in Mark Giordano. Johnny Gaudreau is still a great player. They don't have Matthew Tkachuk, though. That's still concerning. There's a lot of free agents still
They'll sign him before
but
the
I'm sure,
season
yeah,
starts.
I'm sure Matthew Tkachuk will be back.
I'm not too worried about that.
They have him. They have Johnny Gaudreau. They have Mark Giordano still. They still have a lot of core pieces. The Milan Lucic deal for James Neal is very scary, but I do think it's going to end up being Calgary taking the third spot. And then you see your teams like Arizona and Vancouver battling for the final – for maybe a wild card spot. And then you see your Edmonton, and then you see – it's so weird saying Edmonton's going to be the out of the playoffs again because they have Draisaitl and McDavid. McDavid does not deserve to be out of the playoffs.
I do think this is the year that they return to the playoffs, McDavid. Makes his return. They were a couple years ago. They were so close.
How do you say that? Oh wait. You did pick Edmonton.
I did. A couple years ago, they were so close. They lost in Game 7 to Anaheim. And then last year, they were unexplainably bad.
We're debuting something here, buddy. We're debuting something. This is the first B-Dubs bet of the year. I say Calgary gets in. Say Edmonton gets in.
I'll bet that.
So those fans listening at home and watching on YouTube wondering what the hell is a B-Dubs bet, Anthony and I bet Buffalo Wild Wings on a lot of things. Buffalo Wild Wings trips, it's currently 6-0 right now. I have 6 dinners that I have to get from Anthony. Anthony is trying to cut the lead down, though. So Calgary's in the playoffs. I win the bet. Edmonton's in the playoffs. You win the bet. That's our Pacific Division preview. Anthony, that's it, buddy. Did we cover it?
Yeah. I think you had everything we wanted to talk about the Pacific. Stay tuned for next week because we're going to be talking about the Metro. We saved the home.
The strongest for last, though.
We saved the hometown team for last because I feel like people
the Metro,
may feel like we talk about them a lot. So I did want to get everything else taken care of before we...
Yeah, exactly.
Because I feel like next week's show might be in the area of like 4 to 5 hours.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
And for those listening at home that have already watched and listened to the Central Division preview, it's basically going to be like that again because the Metro is that strong. But you're going to have to tune into that next week on the next episode of the Power Play Podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode. I didn't even plug today.
You've been off your game
a
lot.
Oh, my God.
Incorrectly starting segments.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another podcast and YouTube show. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. That's Facebook, that's Instagram, that's Twitter. Anthony does a great job running those things. And now we're on YouTube, though, so go check out at the Power Play Podcast on YouTube. Watch our videos, subscribe, comment, leave your reviews, tell us what you think. And we're available on all podcasting platforms. How can I forget the OG? We're available on all podcasting platforms.
Yep.
I gotta create a drop or something for our plugs, man. We got a lot nowadays.
You gotta do something, man.
Something.
You're very unorganized over there.
On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode of the Power Play Podcast. For Anthony the Backup, I am the one and only Vinny Milani. Have a great night or day whenever you're listening or watching.
See ya.